Throughout the pandemic, we have been checking in with one restaurant, Salt, in Lakewood, Ohio, and co-owner Jessica Parkinson. In the past 2 years, Salt has weathered every twist and turn. Shutdown, layoffs, paycheck protection loans, curbside pickup, and then vaccines, and then reopening. So here's what Jessica Parkinson told us last May.
You know, you get through this crazy pandemic, and then suddenly everything opens up, and now we're dealing with lack of staff. We're dealing with distribution issues. Last week, I couldn't get a beer order because the distribution was out of beer. It sounds to me like everything is opening up so quickly and everybody's so excited to get out of their house. And we're just having issues with that right now.
And of course, the new issue is O is for Omicron. So let's check in again with Jessica Parkinson. Jessica, welcome back.
Hey, Scott. Thank you again for having me.
When we spoke to you about a year ago, you said, let's just get to the summer, to June, when everyone is vaccinated and we can reopen. How did that go and how long did that last when you were able to reopen fully and things were looking really good last summer?
We actually saw a huge influx this past summer. Full patio when the weather cooperated, and then we were allowed to go back to full capacity in the dining room, which we did. Honestly, we haven't seen any capacity issues until this surge in Omicron.
How are you doing now?
Currently, we're seeing a little bit of a slowdown. Our business actually gets quite busy from January to June. And so our numbers are down from years past. There's no mask mandate in Ohio. We have noticed, though, a lot of our customers coming back in with masks. Our staff is fully masked.
Of course, we have vaccines now. A lot of Americans have been vaccinated. Now, of course, we have a variant that is good at bypassing vaccines. Are you asking your staff members and your customers to be vaccinated?
We've never asked our staff members to do it. They have all done it on their own time. So everybody here at Salt is vaccinated. Most of us are boosted. Unfortunately, right around the holidays, a lot of our staff members got sick, including myself and my business partner.
So
we did have to close down for a little over 2 weeks. We aren't requiring vaccines of our customers. We are asking them to be masked, like I said earlier, and most of them are.
Speaking of staff, when we talked to you back in May, you said you had been washing dishes for months because you couldn't hire a dishwasher. Are you still short-staffed?
We are not. We have a great dishwasher that recently started with us about 2 months ago.
Now, let me ask you about your supply of ingredients. Anyone at the grocery store knows we have inflation in prices and goods missing from the shelves. How does that impact you and what's on your menu?
We do have issues with certain things, but most of the items that we have very lengthy conversations with our distributors to make sure that most of our items will be, if not, you know, all of our items will be in stock. Things that we've been having issues more with, not so much with the food, but with the alcohol side of things. Specifically, spirits have been really hard to get. Beer and wine, we've had some issues with as well.
Have you had to raise prices?
We have, yes.
Because of the prices you have to pay.
Yeah, I mean, the cost increase in food and product right now is through the roof. I was actually discussing this over Christmas time with my dad. We were talking about the cost of takeout boxes and containers. 3 years ago, you could buy a container for like 73 cents, and now they're like $3.43.
For one container?
For one container.
Oh, my goodness. Well, finally, Jessica, we're 2 years into this. Can you take a moment to look back? Is there anything you and your team you think handled really well in this pandemic?
I have to say that I'm really, really proud of my staff and how they've handled themselves with customers. We have really stayed tight-knit as a family. We all have dinner together. We stay close with one another. I'm very proud in the fact that Jill, my business partner, and I have stayed consistent from the beginning. We don't make rash decisions. We really sit down and talk things through with our staff because at the end of the day, it's their comfort level that means the most to us. So I'm very, very proud of that.
Jessica Parkinson, is co-owner of the restaurant Salt in Lakewood, Ohio, and we've checked in with you many times, Jessica. Best of luck to you going forward as we all kind of push through this. And personal request, keep the collard greens on the menu, okay?
Thank you so much, Scott.